prayers enable us to more fully cooperate with Him in releasing blessings. You see it particularly in corporate intercessory worship, which is the highest expression of the power of prayer to affect God's government in time and eternity. Corporate intercessory worship is far stronger than the combined strength of all the nuclear weapons that exist. And we are privileged, oh so privileged, to align ourselves with His purposes. He uses us as gatekeepers of His presence. Isn't that exciting? Corporate intercessory worship. It's important to focus on corporate prayer, praying as a united group as a part of crisis intercession. To many people, people who love God with all their hearts and who worship Him with passion do not yet have a revelation of the authority and power that can be released by their corporate intercessory worship. They often understand the bridal paradigm, the language of intimacy and love for the Savior and Bridegroom, without understanding the purposes of the one to whom they are singing worship songs. His purpose is to win a people for Himself. His purpose is to be a deliverer, a redeemer. He is a warrior as well as a lover. A lot of the time, a crisis, especially a crisis of national proportions, is too big for isolated intercessors to handle alone. At this hour of history, what we need most is corporate intercessory worship and gathered together ambassadorial intercession. What does this entail? It requires humility to pray in a corporate way. Differences of style, doctrine, personality, and culture make this paramount. Nobody is the star. People come together in order to blend their voices as one. Together as a body of believers, the group stands in the gap. The individual intercessors pool their insights and inspirations to declare back to God biblical prayers and promises, to repent on behalf of others, and to do whatever the situation requires of them. Prophetic music and singing increase and hasten the development of unity in the group, providing a sustainable way in which thousands of people can feel the same thing for long periods of time and creating an atmosphere out of which powerful forms of intercession can come. I believe that God's primary call to a nation in crisis is for people to gather together in solemn assemblies. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth Him of the evil. Who knoweth if He will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind Him, even a meat offering and a drink offering?